Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone 2.0, the puzzle game where you make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Version 2.0 features another 100 new levels, a new daily challenge feature that delivers a different puzzle to you every day. And you can now purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stars. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this addictive puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free! That's spill.zone. Download it today. And please be sure to update your review.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, to say this show has evolved into a family operation, it is such a family operation. We have comedian Adam Ferrara, who will be joining us in a few moments on the show here, and we're just like the family that's having company over. You know, Oscar comes in and says, did we straighten up? Did everything get straightened up? We're talking about, you know, sending one of the children out to greet him at the door. Well, please answer the door. We have to be in the kitchen making the dinner. So we need someone at the door to greet our guest when they come in. Now, this is something. Now,
so
Adam Ferrara, very funny comedian. But we still, you know, we're new to the whole. I do it infrequently enough on the show. Where, you know, and even the comedians we have, like Patton Oswalt, it's kind of like an extended family. That's
yes.
The way we look at it. So it's very special when we have company. So Adam Ferrara will be joining us on the show later on. He's appearing this weekend at the DC Improv. He's tonight at 8 o'clock, two shows Friday, 8 and 10:30, two shows Saturday, 8 and 10:30, and then Sunday at 8 p.m. That is a hard working man.
Working man.
Is a man that comes into town to do business. He wants to do his business. So we'll talk to him and we'll plug that again for him multiple times on the show today. But we have an in-house controversy we have to address right now on the Mike O'Mara Show. This concerns the man who's got a theme song. I call this Sexy Time.
Oh. Sexy
Horny
Time.
Bob Spiewak.
Hey, that's my dad.
Rob's father was a fan of the show and very involved in social media.
You know, he's actually in the Washington, D.C. area this week and is streaming this podcast live today. So, hey, Pop.
Ooh, hey. HBS. All right. There's an HBS controversy.
In D.C.
Regarding, Rob, you might know more about it than I do, but all I know is that HBS, who normally does an incredible variety. If Horny Bob Spiewak's Pinup of the Day was a hit music station,
yes,
it would be something everybody could agree on, even the boss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he features pinups from the 80s, 90s, and today.
Well, sometimes he features pinups from the 30s.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes
for everybody.
He features pinups from a variety of tastes.
Do you know what his pinup station would be?
What's that?
Bob FM.
Bob FM. Bob scours the internet looking for pictures of scantily clad women just so you can enjoy them. Well, now, the most recent was an homage to our own Ponyboy Matt Bloom. And in the great tradition of Ponyboy's real lack of participation in life in general.
Life in general, wow.
HBS posts an anime pinup for Pony. He identifies it as Pony. And then I said to Pony, did you see it? He's like, and Pony gives me the standard answer.
No.
And so he didn't see it. He said, I haven't checked my Facebook today. I said, well, that's why it's been up for 3 days.
Well,
but that's the world of Pony, who just, I don't know what Pony does when he leaves here. I truly don't.
He does
know
do
what
a lot.
Yeah,
he just doesn't do what
I'm not talking about
do.
Work. I'm just talking about involvement in life.
Oh, yeah.
He's mysterious.
I don't consider,
disengaged.
I will never, ever, ever. I will never, ever say
he's our disengaged producer.
I will never say that posting on social media or checking social media or involving myself in the fan club is work. I'm never saying that.
Right.
Because even though it's tied into our job, I consider it without question the laziest activity people can participate.
Sure.
Bar none.
It is effort. Oscar. Also, the way I look at Pony is that we are here on Mother Earth, and he is on the International Space Station by himself.
Yeah.
He is by himself orbiting the Earth. He's making sure that all the experiments get done. He's making sure that he's relaying any information that's important back to Earth. And he's doing his job, but that's his job.
Well, they sent him out to outer space. He was alone except for a monkey and a jar of olives. Mm-hmm. And there he prospers and makes things better for all things TMOS.
Yeah, exactly.
In his tiny, tiny space suit.
What do you surf when you Pony, what do you do online?
What do I do online?
Oh, dear. You're in this, I mean.
Once you block your IP address.
Give me a paragraph.
What can you do?
Oh boy, I would say that I spend a lot of time looking at it, anime pictures and our website.
Yes.
That's the bulk of my time is making
sure. So you actually do surf anime, is it anime porn?
No, I mean, it's just anime stuff in general.
Like, what is porn?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It's a fine line, you know.
Not that
sometimes
fine.
Well, I know that when I have been on the, what would be one, Pornhub.
That's a good one. Or X-Hamster is nice.
Did you say for the deviant?
What's that?
X-Hamsters for the deviant.
For the deviant. I don't think like X-Hamster is deviant.
I like Oscar. Oscar who basically write the programs for those sites.
And of course, there are some tabs on that hamster site that I'm like, ooh, I don't want to touch that.
And sometimes there's Rob Ford who actually has a fair card for the Bang Bus.
But the X-Hamster, I got to agree with Oscar, though. The X-Hamster is nasty, nasty.
I agree.
Nasty.
I was just bringing it up.
That's when you got to do private browsing.
Private browsing.
Nasty, nasty site. So Horny Bob Spiewak puts up an anime. And was it a tribute, Rob, to Pony?
Well, you see, I'm not sure exactly how the route went because I didn't speak to him directly. Didn't your swinging couple friend put up an anime pinup?
He did.
Yes, and I believe that must have inspired my father to put up this very naughty picture. And, Mike, I have
How did it start? How did it start with the couple? Because I always love that little
part. Oh, the Hansons.
You know the hot couple? Yes, the Handsome Hansons.
The Handsome Hansons, yes.
They have a very, what I would like to call a relaxed view of morality. And, Mr. Hanson put up a what I believe he called the TMOS anime pinup of the day. And I think my father sort of jumped on that. And I'd like, Mike, if I can, I've been carrying this for actually years. I have an anime song that I think would work very well for this bit. So picture, if you will, it does.
Like a Pikachu commercial?
Yeah. It goes on for about 8 minutes. But picture, if you will, the Hansons and some, I don't know, maybe like a Princess Leia bikini.
Oh, it is. It isn't HBS. It's actually Michael Hanson.
Oh, so it is him who put it up. Okay.
It's not Horny Bob. Oh, Bob, I've maligned you. I am very sorry. You are no longer part of this. This has nothing to do with you. You are free. And thank you for the J-Lo picture yesterday.
Yes.
Appreciate that a lot.
He's strong to the
hoop. There's
always room. Well, it's Christmas, and he likes to give.
And by the way, J-Lo in this particular pinup, you know, yeah, she's wearing like the bathing suit bottoms. But, you know, other than that, really not as scantily clad, but just that
strong a woman.
Yeah.
That's just seeing her on film. So this is Michael Hanson writes the unofficial. Oh, I see. I should pay more attention.
What's
TMOS that? Anime pinup of the day, as requested by Matt Bloom. You didn't request it, right?
No. What happened was he brought up the idea, and I didn't tell him to do it, and I certainly didn't tell him not to.
When he brought it up, were you as nervous as you sound right now?
Do that one.
No.
Because I certainly didn't tell him not to play my song.
Pony's anime song. Pony goes home, does his stuff, and anime. Anyway,
don't you see what they've done is these Japanese artists have covered all the prime bits with olives, and
that's
you
right.
can barely see it. You have to squint just right.
Are you ever ashamed of what you're into, Pony?
Oh, and then that lady, that lady that has given us all a hard time. Says, I am publicly requesting a refund of my TMOS bonus show subscription. The record will reflect I have not accessed it for some time, and the reason is because the show grosses me out.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the regular. She's the hater. I'm not even mentioning her name.
Well, you just did.
Yes. Well, I didn't mention her name.
Don't give her credit, Mike. Mm-mm.
But she put that. Did she put that on the anime thread, or is that something?
Yeah. She put it on the.
She can go
this
get
is
boned.
After, this is after Robert W. Spiewak liked it.
Yeah, of course.
Who are they? Let me see the other pervs.
Lady in question, write me directly. We'll talk it out.
Of course.
And then we'll find out what you're into, and then we'll work around that. And
no, also, I don't want her. I don't want her. Excuse me. That was Oscar. This is Mike. Yes. I don't give a rat's ass if you never listen, bitch. You go away. I'm tired of your crap. Wow. I'm tired
Someone
of your crap.
Woke up cranky.
I am truly, truly tired of your garbage.
I thought
Thank
we were
you.
Ellis Island.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're Elvis Island.
I know you hate it.
We're
I know you hate
Island
it when I do
by
that.
Trump.
I know you hate it when I do that, yeah. But sometimes one has to. There's a big history there. Big
oh,
history. I don't know what she's
history.
Up to because
a
I blocked her. Like, I blocked her like
a torrid
well,
history.
Rob, how long ago did you block that woman?
Oh,
how long did
long time ago. Long time
he
ago.
He has no idea who you're talking
Thanks
about.
Thanks for the
no.
specific. No. Okay. Oh, that's great. Appreciate that. That's right. It's a conflict. It's a conflict. Hold on. I should stop. I should never ask Rob questions during a conflict. Oh, a long time ago.
Okay.
But anyway, that's no. I,
as
this
always,
woman,
thanks for the support. But I
well,
think
you
about
don't,
2 years
come
ago.
Come on, help me
two
out
years
here.
Ago,
okay,
March.
Don't make me do all the lifting.
It was
when
2 years ago, March.
You know how nasty this woman's been.
Vitriol. Lots
right?
of vitriol. Yes. Yes. And it's the worst thing of all.
When he's going to burn a bridge, he wants you to burn it with him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing the gasoline. I'm right there with
no,
him.
Oh,
the mics would
party.
Go off. But the mics would go off, and he'd tell the story. Yeah. She's
then
been trouble with a capital T
the whole
forever.
Time.
Ever.
Ever.
And she's one of those rare, and they are rare, rare people that actually, they participate to hate.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. Now, I understand if you're in a major public forum, and somebody wants to take shots at you, this is somebody who participates inside just so they can, I mean, and I'm talking about messages on pages and all that kind of crap.
Oh,
so,
beyond passive.
Bye-bye,
yeah,
you know.
It's
and,
beyond
and all
passive.
That,
I'm going to go on record and say that, you know, as far as we're concerned, we want everybody to like the show, but sometimes you're not going to like everything, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's showing up to the bridge burning with boxes of baking soda.
Yeah, he knows what
he's trying to put it out, put out the grease fire.
You know, he knows the whole reason I put this on the air today was just to talk about her. I don't care about the anime cartoon. And it's not that gross. It's a cartoon of a woman's got. She had a gun in her hand. Is that what she's got? A little gun
in her
hand? A little
musket.
Or maybe
it's a musket, Mike.
But also, isn't she becoming more familiar with her own
Some
self?
Round edges.
She might be just scratching.
It's hard to
Who
tell.
Knows?
It's she
might just be scratching.
Hey, God,
perfectly normal.
That is so gross.
It's better than the alternative.
That is.
Let me ask
no,
this again.
She might. She might be in the process of something, but she's not actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at the hand position, and it doesn't seem. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like is. No. It's a standard look. It's a standard bikini. Picture
with
when
leggings.
When the woman mm-hmm. hooks the top of the bikini bottom with the thumb. You see it in Sports Illustrated.
All
you
the
see
time.
It. All, mm-hmm. It's done all the time. I don't think it's all that big a deal.
Not that big. I've seen worse on our page.
And I've seen
right?
better.
I have.
Oh, my God.
Do you think this is, as far as anime is concerned, let's take the eroticism out of it,
okay.
right? Do you think the artists that draw here, are they as famous as their following? Or is does any,
in
any,
Japan,
yeah, any
mean,
perv, just put, yeah, any perv just put this up and they're good to go?
This is definitely a perv who drew this. This is not the actual anime artist.
You don't recognize the artist? It's not like the Norman Rockwell of Osaka? Yeah.
Now, no, you got to explain
some
that.
I recognize, but
you have to explain
not.
The perv that they drew.
Who's the top illustrator out there that you know of?
Oh, gee. There's quite a few,
yeah, give me,
but
give
I would
some
say
names.
Miyazaki is probably
Miyazaki.
Your,
oh, he's very Miyazaki. Good.
Hayao Miyazaki.
Hayao.
Hayao. Is that what he yells when he rides away on his horse?
Hayao.
Miyazaki. Would I have seen any of these actual people when I went to Comic-Con in Baltimore?
No.
They're too big for that.
No, so, they're not going to be.
So Hayao is like the Cal Ripken of anime?
And she is wearing kind of a dominatrix outfit, too.
Yeah, that's yeah. her. That's kind of her character. This is from a.
Oh, this
program.
Is a character. Hold on a second.
Oh, wait,
this is
knows.
A character. He knows the character.
Is that Eon Flux?
Oh, no, this wow. is a Kurumi from Data Live.
Yeah, Kurumi.
Kurumi.
That's right.
Data Live. Oh, that sounds like not perverted, right?
Kurumi, Kurayu.
What is her name? What is her name, Pony?
Pervert. It's Kurumi.
Kurumi.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
Kurumi. Kurumi.
The Japanese. Oh, look at all his
but,
pictures.
Yeah,
but the
oh,
thing
no,
is,
look at the Googles.
But the thing is, Pony, you say this is done by some perv who doesn't have a following, and yet when you see it, you know instantly yeah. who it is. Is this like some guy that just sits down and doodles a picture of Batman?
Yes, exactly. It's called a doujinshu.
Of course it is.
It's where people make their own like fan version of something.
Ah. Okay, so this would be the equivalent of, for those of us that are not into this.
Now we're in the wormhole perversion.
This is the equivalent of Bart Simpson peeing on the Denver Broncos house, right?
Or Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes urinating on a Chevy logo. Uh-huh.
There you go. That's it. That's exactly what it is, right? Isn't it a similar thing?
Yeah, it's all fan fiction.
Yeah.
But people
fan fiction.
I don't think people have their way with themselves.
It's like America.
Peeing cartoon character.
It's like Marcus Serta, you know. He's a fan fiction.
It's called fan fiction.
Yes.
Here's some fan fiction. People listen to America.
How dare you?
That's terrible. That's Rob Spiewak.
Have you ever made an inappropriate joke? Hey, I can't wait to have you back, Marcus.
Well, you know what? In a way, I compliment Horny Bob Spiewak because this springs from him. Because Rob's father created the pinup of the day and works very hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a labor of love.
Very hard.
Is this the fourth year of the pinup?
Yes, it is. But he works very hard putting one up every single day and sometimes multiples.
Sometimes two.
And we've talked about it. We've talked about it again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And it's really marvelous. It's absolutely marvelous, certainly interesting.
How do you think branching out?
Princess Handsome feels about this.
You know, she appears to just kind of put up with it.
Yeah, she tolerates the perversion.
Yeah, it might be bubbling up deep inside the rage, but for right now at least, she seems to put up with it very well.
Are there hot anime men for her?
It depends on what you consider hot.
Well, are all the hot anime men kind of like you?
They're all pretty like me, yes.
Okay, that's nice. Well, she's
HBS, I was giving you lots of compliments since Rob said that you're streaming the show live today. May I please say NAF of today's offering. I'm sorry, I have to be honest. Not a fan.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, would you like to see it? You have it. He puts it. Have you seen it? Pull it up.
She's almost in a half profile, right? She's looking over her shoulder. Am I thinking of the right? Hey, you know what? Are you sure that image hasn't been stretched? Sometimes you put it up in the wrong format, and it just sort of spreads out a little wide.
That's not something I'm
Grandpa
Bob, go home and count your pixels.
Does that not look
Yeah, that's the wide aspect. Yeah.
Does that not look like everything you'd see on Real Sex?
Yes. Early Real Sex. That's like Real Sex 48.
But when you're a kid, you're just like, she's naked. Why not?
That's right.
It's like anything. Yeah.
When you're in your teens, you're like, Real Sex 8.
Are those control tops that she's wearing? I'm just curious.
I think Mike actually, I got a copy of the box that came in. They're called Out of Control Tops.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Oh.
But I must say, you're the best-looking one I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real. Just like I'm really Santa Claus. Now, what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you. Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Hello. Ich bin blij, dat je gekomen bent.
Oh, Ben, Santa Claus.
Yes. Ah, ja, zeker.
Ich wist het wel. Ik was zeker dat u het zou begrijpen.
Natuurlijk.
Ik heb van alles.
Wil je wat voor mij zingen?
Sinterklaas kapoentje, geef het in mijn schoentje, geef het in mijn laarsje. Dank je, Sinterklaas.
Ja, Ben.
Hallo. Hallo.
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Oh, darling, how silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiver Studio in the heart of our nation's capital.
What is the matter with you?
Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I was so waiting, and I have to ask you.
Yes.
Do you possibly have the scene with the lady on the couch in Miracle on 34th Street in German? Do you? Because the whole, you obviously found
it. No, that's the scene where Santa Claus speaks Dutch. He speaks Dutch to the little girl.
Oh, that's really from the movie.
That's really from the movie.
Oh, see, I was foolishly thinking, oh, okay, that's what it is. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. I was telling someone yesterday afternoon about Touch of Modern.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was saying, I've got this brother-in-law that is very hard to shop for, and he got me a great gift last year, and I want to get him something, but I have no idea, and I mentioned Touch of Modern. New deals every day. They've got 30 days of deals. You can find something for everyone. This is, especially for dudes, if you know a guy that is actually really, really hard to shop for, please do me a favor and go to touchofmodern.com. It will help you check this guy off your Christmas list.
Yes.
One awesome gift and one awesome deal at a time. Absolutely incredible. Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store with new deals each and every day. If you can't choose, don't forget Touch of Modern's Holiday Hub. It selects products based on a person's interests and makes holiday shopping easy, fast, and awesome. Click the Gadgeteer and you'll find gear for gizmos, gizmos for gear. Click the Gadgeteer,
yes,
and you'll find gear and gizmos
there
galore.
It there it is.
Yeah, got this iPhone case and then picked one up for Shannon as well.
You bought like a dozen of them, didn't you?
Three of them. They're all like $12.99 or $14.99.
And if they enjoy the finer things, click Lux Life and find the finer things that they don't already have. Boom, bam, you will be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go wow. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift, ladies and gentlemen. It's that easy. Thank you very much. Where's Ferrara?
He should be here any moment, I believe. Yeah, he was doing the TV, and then he's coming right here from Fox 5.
Oh, what TV? Oh, he's doing the Fox show?
Yeah, right up the street, yeah. Hanging with Maureen Omeh and Wiz.
I saw them promoting them this morning.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. Also, I can't wait to talk to Adam about Top Gear. He does a U.S. version.
He does indeed, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a pretty popular show over the pond, and it's getting traction here.
And also, you know, he's done Letterman a few times, too. I want to know what it's like to do Letterman, because, you know, that's, you know, the member of people, that's it. No one gets to do it anymore.
Why don't we talk to him when he gets here?
All right.
Okay, good. The most important thing, I know you want to talk to him about this stuff, but I want him to try Rob's fruitcake, and to be perfectly honest, I know you guys are you're happy to have him on the show. I'm waiting for him to get here so we can.
You're hungry.
I tell you what,
you need to eat
to actually sort of bide your time.
42 pounds. 42 pounds today, boys.
Hey,
woo!
We'll get that.
The lowest I have been in a while, in a very long
time. Don't get happy, Mike. Don't get happy.
No, you don't get happy. You don't get happy. But I'll tell you, with the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, in our rearview mirror, I'm very, very pleased, especially with all the Christmas stuff that I'm doing this. So go ahead with your fruitcake thing, Rob.
You want to go ahead and we want to give one away? Because we had a great giveaway
yesterday.
You played
the music.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. To be honest, I feel totally out of control of the show today. I feel
like someone's
doing their own show, and I'm not sure what's going on. What? You played the music. What's going on?
You brought up fruitcake. Let's give away our fruitcake. Today is day two of our fruitcake giveaway. And here is the letter. It reads, through the years, I've tried to win a fruitcake. I've expressed my love of the show, shared my history of listening, related how the show helped me through rough times, but alas, I've had no luck. I even tried to bribe my engagement. I've tried to bribe Rob by parlaying my engagement in last winter into a fruitcake.
All right, we're going to do it. Let's just do it later when the comedian is here.
Oh, you want to do the giveaway when the comedian is here?
Let's do it when the comedian's here. And then we can put the winner on with a comedian.
A famous comic. Cool.
That'll be a treat for everybody, Mike.
So I'm not sure what's
for everybody.
What's very, very exciting. It should be a lot of fun. Oh, Mrs. O'Mara has just returned once again from the the health club. Hello.
Oh, oh, how's that working out?
Yeah.
Well, she's got buddies now. She's got...
Oh, she's making young friends.
She's making young friends.
Hmm.
You take the salt, and without any hesitation, you pour the salt into the wound. Yes, you know how I'm feeling about
this.
Well,
when I go to the gym, one of the best parts of going to the gym is seeing the connections that are made at the gym.
Sure.
And I'm watching from afar because when I'm working out, I'm barely breathing. So yeah. It's really not something that I'm going to go talk to somebody about. But the gym rats that are in shape, they're talking to each other.
I'm not going to be that husband that makes the pilgrimage over there. I'm not. I refuse to. That to me is a foolish level of insecurity. I don't need to know. You know what I'm happy about? I'm happy about the fact that she has found these classes. They had them down in Cocoonville. They had one. They had one class, and there was such little participation from the old hens down here that they discontinued it.
They canceled.
And so they canceled them. So now that was the reason she sought out these classes. That's what she likes. That's what helps her get to her fitness goals because she participates in the classes, like the spinning class. She's got a yoga. Shannon will be very happy to know Carlos just started a yoga class that she's participating. And she has found not one, but two friends. And now she's got two buddies down here.
Putty.
One is the wife of another radio guy.
That's cool. A little connection
Stacks
and Stacks.
That's all it's about with me. That's what I do. I constantly network.
That's always been your way. Now, when she took the classes within the community that were badly attended, did they start out better attended, and then the people would just drop out for one reason or another? Couldn't show up anymore?
Yeah, it's not because the membership ended. It didn't end at the gym. It ended at life.
Yeah. It was one person. It was just one. They just didn't do it. Couldn't make it on time. That was the frustrating thing that happened with these classes. And you've participated in these classes before, Oscar, right? So it motivates you, right? You have multiple people that are doing this. A lot of people work
sometimes
out like that,
you got to get yelled at to do things. Also, but you should remember the reason why I used to go to SoulCycle is because I was surrounded by college girls
on bikes that
were half naked and they were sticking their ass up in there, and that motivated me.
And
why
that,
is Carla?
Believe
going?
It or not, that is in the back of my head that Carla's on this bicycle and that there is some Johnny Pervolino that is three rows back that is not even thinking about his pedals. He is thinking about her pedals.
He's thinking about his pedals.
And you know what? That's what disturbs me. That's what worries me. But at the same time, I want her to be, we're down here. I've uprooted her from her childhood home, and I want her to be happy. I want her to be happy down here.
Well, Mike, I think you do a lot to make her happy.
Thank you, Oscar. Yes. You're absolutely, amen, brother. Amen. I do.
I want her to be happy in another man's arms. I just want her to be happy.
That's right.
Well, Rob, that's not the way it used to be. We don't make her happy that way, really. We have other ways that, honest with you, it's $28 a month. So that's,
I was taking it in a whole nother way. I mean, doesn't it make a woman happy to have a roof over her head and food in her refrigerator?
She can be a full-time mom.
Who's living, day to day on the beach without knowing what tomorrow brings. That's not a happy woman.
Not a lot of people have that luxury.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You afford her the lifestyle of which she has become accustomed.
My God, if she was here now, she would be putting her middle finger up to both of you.
Your sacrifice, your career, your yucks.
Yeah.
Let this all be possible.
And really, this is the only time that I have the plus points. This is the only time I have the plus points with her because she's going to love the fruitcake. So I can say that. I'm not going to go so far as to talk about the death of Beluga because that's what she hates.
Yeah.
She really hates that. And that's when she calls me a dork.
Are the two friends both female and are they in her demo?
I believe one a little older. And one right in her wheelhouse.
Oh,
right
nice.
In
her,
oh, okay.
This is where it gets hairy, Mike. Oh, you want your wife
not
to
not with
have
young
a...
women.
No, I want to hear this. Hold, this is important. I want, because he knows. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right, just tell me the truth.
There are two things at play here. One, when she makes fun, makes fun with that person. No, when she makes friends with a person that's her age, she'll probably end up going out with friends her age.
She's done that before.
Okay, so
she's already done that once. I have no problem with
that. Okay, that's cool. But then her like her friend that's in her demo probably has guy friends that are in her demo, right?
And they're going to run into them when they go out and make fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one, because then you're like cross-pollinating. You've been able to keep her behind the baby gate for years now.
Oh, dear.
In that neighborhood, right? But now that she's going to see, oh, my God, I know how to take the baby gate and actually open it up. Now that she's there's the freedom out there.
Well,
that's
she's a smart young lady, and you know, if she's making arrangements for my eventual demise,
no,
I would
be fine saying
with that.
I'm just saying that's when it becomes a slippery slope. And then this is where it really changes, because I've seen this happen in friends' lives.
Oh, dear.
When there's a male instructor that they become friends with, and then they start working along their schedule. Like, if he can only teach in the afternoon, she goes out of her way to go to his class in the afternoon. If he switches to the morning, she's going in the morning now.
I only like to work out when Alistair is teaching. Yeah, Alistair is my favorite.
I happen to have some insight.
That's a situation.
I happen to have some insight on that particular situation there.
Okay.
Carla!
Well, then.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to try to get her in here. She does have a male teacher.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yes, we'll take a break. We'll talk to Carla when we come back. We have to talk to you. All right, yeah, I just need to talk to you in just a second. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, my God. How dark was that? That was very dark. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fun getting my son to say, hey, I'm an orphan, but cry a little bit. Cry a little bit.
Our show is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. It's that time of year again, and Christmas time means Christmas shopping. What you need is a website where you can check off everyone on your list and know that it's a gift that they'll love. Relax. All you need is Sherry's Berries. Send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And what's great, they start at $19.99. That, my friends, is a 40% savings. Fresh, juicy, gourmet berries dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness, plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. Mm. And for just $10 more, you can double the berries. Double them.
Double.
That's right.
Double. Mm.
Double berries. Just remember our code, TMOS, to do that. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone on your list. Snowman Brownie Pops.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd send me a box of those. Chocolate-dipped peppermint cookies. I love peppermint. I do. Cheesecake bites and much more, delivered fresh the day you choose. Here's the only way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer, ladies and gentlemen. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Buy the gift everyone will enjoy at berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Order them today!
Nice.
All right. Let me get Carla in here.
All right.
Hold on.
Carla, darling, I need
you. I had no context.
No, no. And you knew that there was Alistair, right?
Well, I've just seen this happen to my guy friends that were married or were in relationships in the past.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oscar,
like, they
always
start
wants
going
me
in
to
his
give
classes.
Me a separate microphone.
And,
let me make sure. Hold on. I got to replug it.
But, you know, I'll slow play this.
Hey, what's she eating? Don't say fruitcake.
What are you eating, Carla?
Oh, she just came back from the gym.
Tuna fish. Okay. Quite the outfit. That's a Rofo view right there.
Quite the outfit. Yeah.
It was a good day for you streamers for a minute there.
Mike, I'll let you your line of questioning. That's, you know, right. Your wonderful wife. You look beautiful, by the way, Carla, as usual.
A vision, Carla.
Looking tight.
Mm-hmm. An absolute vision.
They're complimenting you on how you look.
Yes.
You look beautiful.
Oh, little Michael in the background.
Photobomb.
Little
photobomb.
Michael. Oh, there he is. He wants to see Mommy and Daddy fight.
The whole family is here right now.
His first sentence is, Daddy is sad.
No, wow. Hi, little
Say
Michael.
Hi. Say hi, Mike.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Mommy, did you have a? Did you? We're gonna have to do it on one mic, Oscar.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
Mommy, did you have a male instructor for your spin class today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, oh, that's good. Oh, have you had a male instructor in any of your classes?
No.
Oh, you haven't.
No.
Oscar said that's trouble when you have a male instructor.
I'm eating an apple.
You're eating an apple.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's eating
that's
an
what
apple.
Eden did, too.
You know what? When my parents fought, I also tried to change the subject.
Steve. Oh, damn it.
He's having a ball. He loves
so
being
sweet.
On the show.
Okay, can I go eat, please?
Yeah,
oh,
okay,
I'm so
the,
sorry.
Take the boy out of here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I got nothing. But didn't you say there's a like a Hedrick. Isn't there? What's his name?
Hedrick.
Hedrick?
Hedrick.
Hedrick, that everybody loves, thinks. This one.
He's
yeah,
Jamaican.
See, what?
Jamaican.
He's Jamaican?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool runnings, Mike.
Well, we aren't even. All right, can you take the little guy out?
Bye.
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 Bye. Give our best. Give our best to Hedrick.
Hey, man, you married man? No problem, man.
Hey, you swept right through that, man.
Take that top off, man. No problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord. These things I pray. All right,
Hedrick.
So Rob, yes. Rob Spiewak, I'm sorry. I've padded enough. Yes. What's the deal with our comedian?
He's here. I texted you that he's here.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so we can bring him right now
my,
if you like.
My phone. Yeah, bring him in.
Yes, please.
For God's sake. Want his take on this, all right? I want his take. And make sure he's got a fruitcake. Let me give the plug here. Hold on. It's lying around here somewhere. Let me see. Adam Ferraro, very, very funny guy. You've seen Adam on TV. He's been a regular on network shows for years, and he's a talk show guest on Everybody. He's been on everything you could see. He's been in Rescue Me. He's been on Nurse Jackie. Rescue Me, I love that show. Fabulous program, and a very, very funny guy, and we are very, very honored to have him in studio. Mr. Adam Ferraro
hey,
is here.
How are
Adam?
You, Adam? Good to see you.
Good to have
Adam,
you.
Adam, we got the show underway today. We were just talking about my bride, who happens to be younger than me, and she's going to a health club, and I'm a little freaked out because I'm an old man, and she's a young woman, and she's there, and we've cleared it up. And
you okay now?
Well,
what's the matter?
But my life down here in Southwest Florida.
Well, thank God you said Southwest, because you said my life down here, and you pointed down, and I was
No. I'm fine. It's just everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Just. One little source of stress that she's off to the little health club. And the way I think, because I've been married multiple times,
right.
Sometimes this is the kind of thing that could be the beginning of trouble.
Okay, well,
that's all. That's
all right, so you know what I like about you? You're admitting your feelings. You're honoring your feelings.
Thank you.
And you're talking
thank
about
you.
Them here.
Yes.
I don't think
much.
We have any answers for you, but you're getting them out.
Let me get the plugs out of the way here. We did this once before you got here, Adam, so
right.
I want you to know that. He is appearing at the DC Improv tonight at 8 p.m. This is a hardworking comedian, ladies and gentlemen. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. And you can get your tickets at dcimprov.com. And all of Adam's tour schedule for the rest of you around the country is at adamferrara.com. And what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Nice
you are,
to see you, my friend. Let me ask you, how long have you been married? I'm intrigued.
I have
just
been
this
married
one, though.
This round.
This
mm-hmm.
one. Oh, see, I normally say
yeah,
over
it's not
15.
Like the Warriors. We won four last year. We're carrying it over. We're not doing that.
I normally say 15 years in the two multiple women. Right. This one, I recently celebrated my six-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, so you're 6 years in.
6 years in.
Yes.
6 years in.
Okay,
yes.
That's good. You're 6 years in. That's good. Yep. You know what? Let her go to the gym. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. If you see his wife, though, you might not want to.
Yeah.
Because she's already gorgeous.
I'm the same as you, man. I'm batting over my head.
Yeah, it's weird, you know. Yeah. I've out. What do they call it? I've out-covered the coverage.
Out-kicked your coverage.
Out-kicked the coverage. Yeah. That's it. That's the old one.
And
there.
I get like people go, "Are you jealous?" I go, "No, I passed jealous years ago. I'm homicidal now." You're looking too long.
But you are a younger man than I, and I will tell you this, that this is the way I think.
Right.
And once again, being honest about the feelings
Adam,
this is it. If I mess this up,
right.
There is no... I turn into my Uncle Bill Sheehan, where all the other children will be getting $5 bills from me at Christmas time, and I'll be drinking till I cry at every family gathering. That's my world. I will not. I am not going to the rodeo again after this. I have to make this one work.
I got because, that uncle, too, you know. Like Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't tell him it's Christmas. He's close. Just don't let him drive home.
Oscar, you wanted, before we get on, because we've got a special treat for Adam Ferrara, and I will tell you, this is something we do every year on our show. But before, you wanted to ask about Top Gear, because you're a fan.
Yeah,
you're
a big fan. Look, I've been a fan of your stand-up for some time now, but when I found out you were going on Top Gear, and really, you know, to take on the American version and with Tanner Faust and just really do what you guys do. A dream come true. Right?
How great is that? I mean, first of all, you never want to. Here's the thing. Taking over Top Gear, we were all fans of the show, and none of us wanted to do an imitation. We didn't want to do anything to hurt the brand or cheapen anything because we were fans of it. So when we got the gig, I was like, listen, I don't want to read for the part of Clarkson. I don't want to do that. Yeah. And they said, no, we just want you to be you in this context.
Oh, that's great.
I've gotten to do so much great stuff. I was in Germany. They gave me a brand new Lamborghini, put me on the Nürburgring track and said, go. I went, all right. So,
well, obviously, at this stage of your career, I would assume you were a car guy prior to taking on this project, correct?
I liked cars getting in it, but I've gotten the keys to the kingdom. You know, it's like you've got to move in. And part of my daily driver now, I actually bought it from the show and I restored it, is a 1970 Buick Electra 225.
Oh, wow.
Daddy's rolling in a deuce and a quarter, boys.
That is gorgeous. Oh,
big block dual exhaust, black cherry metallic on the ground, son.
How much hands-on do you do when you're doing? Do you have a guy? Do you have your guy that you go to? Or do you do it yourself?
No, my buddy David. If I do it myself, it'd be a nice car, but it wouldn't run. So,
and that's okay.
Here's the thing, fellas. My big job when working on cars with my dad when I was a kid, we figured out my mechanical ability. So my job was to hold the light. Because I was they were like, you really can't hurt yourself with this and the car won't get hurt. So hold the light. And I never held that in the right place. So I stopped doing that. But my buddy David Silverman, who's one of the executive producers on the show, we look at each other and go, you want to build it?
Yeah.
So we built the Buick.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
So cool.
It's
now 18, that you just said that, it's great.
It's 18 feet 5 inches.
Wow.
I have 3 garages. It doesn't fit in any of them.
That's like, that has to be within a few inches of the biggest car GM ever built.
Kind of. I don't know what the biggest one is, but that's why it's a 225. It's 225 inches. So
goodness.
I don't know what the longest one was.
Do you miss your Caprice Classic, Rob Spiewak?
I do. I think the longest car they ever built, because my buddy Brad had one, it might have been the 69 Impala. And I know that didn't fit in any garages either, but it did hold 8.
Chrysler.
What is the car again? What is the
70 Electra 225.
Okay, when I was a young man, my buddy Joey from my childhood, we would race on Route 2 just outside of Hartford, Connecticut.
Right.
And you look back on these things and you realize how you're still alive is sometimes a miracle.
True.
We would flip a coin for who would be in the oncoming lane and who would be in the right lane.
Oh.
And it was that scary.
Do you miss Joey?
you know what? Joey, what did Joe? Joey just had a big anniversary. He's been married for a million years, and we corresponded on Facebook, and it was kind of nice, and I might be getting together with him after years and years and years, and when I, you know, when you get those surveys that say put down your childhood friend, if it's like password stuff, and I actually really still look back with fondness on that time, and we've gone separate ways, but he stayed married for a million years. Mm. He's got grandkids. He's down there doing this, but we would do that. He had his dad's. I still remember it, his dad's Delta 88,
big,
and I had my father's, not as good, Chrysler Satellite Sebring.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at you.
Which was a massive box car with two doors.
Wow.
And, I bet you track with this, Adam, the greatest car he ever brought home. And I'll never forget the look on my father's face, God rest his soul, when he pulled into the driveway. He came in with a 1967 Cougar XR7.
There you go.
And it was British racing green with the saddle interior.
Body molding that came down. And the door? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was absolutely. It was more like a little pinstripe. It was a little white pinstripe. Mm-hmm. I still remember that. Oh my God, that car was incredible.
Sure.
That's spectacular.
When you get back, we've got so much to get to, but I want to talk about you being on the track and getting behind the wheel of these just exotic cars.
Yeah.
And what it feels like, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll be here.
Awesome.
We'll take a break, and we are going to have our wonderful taste Christmas sample fruitcake thing. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CH Wine. You know about Cameron Hughes Wine. They have relationships with super high-end wineries, and they buy the winery's extra bottles and sell them direct to you for 40 to 80% less than what you would originally pay. Cameron Hughes Wine is a sure thing for the holidays. No more worrying about what wine to get and whether or not it's any good. Cameron Hughes always delivers, and you know that friends and family will be impressed. We love Cameron Hughes, and we know you will too. 20% off their amazing wine sampler packs. That's wine and premium handmade chocolate truffles. Yum, yum, yum. They make amazing gifts. Wine and chocolate. As Ina would say, what's not to like? How about free shipping? You got it. Just remember the code TMOS. Wine costs a lot to ship, so this free shipping is phenomenal. It's a great deal. The only way to get 20% off wine and chocolate sampler packs and free shipping is to go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS, then start buying awesome wine. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Fantastic wine, fantastic deal. Get in line. Get online and order today. Please do. Thank you very much. We're here with Adam Ferrara. Adam, this weekend is at the DC Improv, and he was nice enough to come by and visit with us. You might remember Adam from phenomenal television, really. Like, the best is, it's as good as it gets when you talk about Rescue Me,
yes.
Nurse Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably actors, Adam, that wait an entire lifetime and don't get the opportunity to be on a show like a Rescue Me.
Yeah, I mean, really, so fortunate to be able to do two of those shows where you get to do comedy and drama, and you just get to play all the notes on the scale. It's a lot of fun to.
And when you do this, you know, and I'm terrified of stand up. I don't mm-hmm. even, when we do our live shows, I don't even call it stand up because I don't think I would be giving you guys credit
right.
if I called it stand up. You know, I'll tell a story. That's about it. But the fact is, it is. It seems to me that more and more, especially guys that are veterans like you, is it the ultimate like it is for so many other actors and performers?
It's, let's be honest, Mike, I'm not qualified to do anything else. Who are we kidding? But it is, you know, what's great is because it's all you. You know, you're the writer, director, producer, and you get instant gratification. You try write a joke in the afternoon, and that satisfaction's great.
Are you somebody that actually believes that you know, you have to keep that edge that, you know, you see so many people that have had great success that go back out on the road because they don't want to. And is it like riding a bike or what?
I'm very fortunate where I get to do different things in my career. And it fits right in with the ADD because I can't. Mine's terrible. You know, like, oh, look, a bird. You know, it's just really, I'm a mess. But just getting back to that part of my life is like it keeps you on the edge. It keeps you honest because it's the ultimate truth. If a joke works, it's got to be based in truth. You can't lie up there. You know, you can't. You can embellish, but something's got to be steeped in truth in order to connect to other people, especially in a live setting.
Same thing with acting, though, right?
Yeah,
acting's
kind of
like that. People know if you're not real.
Yeah, the difference between acting is acting takes place the space between the characters. This is the space between you and the audience, and there's just so much more energy coming at you. You know, because you have to fill the room with the laughter and everything, and you're in charge of where it goes and how it does. So,
well, we're delighted that you know, you stopped by to see us, and we're going to work on that ADD right now because we've got multiple things going on. What do you want
to
do first, boys? Well, do you want to give him his gift first?
Yes, right.
I think so.
We have a gift for you.
Oh, and I got you nothing.
Yes, no, it's fine. Happy
next
holidays.
Time for sure.
Happy.
I open this.
You can open it right now if you like, or you can take it with you. Whatever's easiest.
Well, they don't know what's in it, Adam, because that was the gift that was given us by the landlord.
What are you doing?
So I'm sorry.
You.
Well, because you know why I'm saying that? Because that's because I'm up here, I'm down here, and you're up there, and I can
nice.
Get away with
we
that.
We do one nice thing. Oh, 12
one nice
years.
Thing. The first
time first
we have
of
a
all,
gift.
Don't get carried away. You re-gifted. What nice thing did you do? Mm-hmm. You got stuff off your desk, and right away you're giving yourself... Oh, I did one nice thing.
We figured you're in town. Maybe you'd want something that's to go back
oh,
and
good.
Munch on.
Gina Tay after bath splash. That's what I need.
You will be smelling sweet for the Thursday show.
Did great. You guys when you made this when you had this idea when we connected this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe? Did you know what was in the gift? Do you have any idea what's in that plastic?
Chocolates and cookies and snacks.
So it is food.
Yes.
It's
personal
food?
Massager.
Yes.
There's a lot of great things in there.
Great.
Well, Merry
Christmas, anal invader. How did you know?
Yum, yum. Yes, sirree. Nothing goes better with those chocolate
That's great.
Cherries.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jam this up your ass. Happy holiday.
Right, why do I think that'll last for a long time?
Yeah. That's my drop.
That's your drop.
Next time I come back, I know we're going to play that.
Oh, I feel like I got a Christmas present. All right, moving on. We have one of the things we do is our wonderful Rob Spiewak.
For years now.
Yes. The follically challenged individual sitting in front of you right now. He actually... he makes fruitcakes.
Yeah. Oh.
He makes it, and the
that
these
was
are...
a good reaction.
Well, it's a little creepy when you put it that way.
It is, it is. But I think once Mike explains, you're going to really jump on the fruitcake train.
Yeah, why do I get the feeling the next sentence is, put this under your tongue, you'll see Jesus.
No, you'll love this. Really... I got this recipe from Bill Cosby.
Okay.
It's great.
he really makes fruitcakes, and... How did it start?
My mom found a recipe from her great aunt, from literally handwritten from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And we tried to make it and they sucked. And I said, oh, we can make this work. And it took about 3 years before they were passable. And now they're actually really, really good because we modify the recipe every year.
Mm. When did I really start getting into your fruitcakes?
I think probably 2009. I think that started to turn when we started the Living Room podcast.
When did our listeners get involved?
I believe 2 years later.
Okay.
I believe
when
so.
We started and now, them yeah. now on the show, these are so popular. Right. We do a giveaway called the 12 Days of Fruitcake because, well, to be honest, you're on a podcast, Adam. I can't afford to do anything.
I understand.
There is no longer the radio promotional budget.
I will tell you this. I'm on a podcast, but you have you're in Florida. We have stuff piped in. There's like there's gifts and everything. Most of the podcast, some guy's got a Zune in his mother's basement going, how fast did you go in that car?
Yes, the first day we signed on with this podcast, I made a point of saying I'm not one of you. I wanted my radio show to be on the podcast, and that's what we've done.
I've done many of it. This is upscale stuff.
I am blessed to be able to be down here.
I don't really buy this gift crap, but still, it's fine.
Well, I'll be honest. We've been trying to give that gift away also since calendar year 2009.
Okay,
Rob, how do you want to run your... How do you want to run your tasting?
Adrian is ready to serve up the fruitcake. He washed his hands with soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
He will be serving slices of fruitcake to everybody. I like mine with a little bit of Ready Whip. That's optional. I think it's very tasty. Mm-hmm. And he will be passing them out. And Mike, you, of course, are handling it on your end. I would like for you to have the first taste.
Yes.
I took a piece of fruit. Adam, where do you weigh in on the whole fruitcake thing? Because there's obviously a lot of controversy around fruitcake that it's really a crap thing to eat during the holidays. People don't like fruitcakes. It's a butt of jokes.
Yeah.
Where do you line up
on fruitcake? Well, I will taste this only because, you know, grandma. Yeah,
I don't want to insult your family.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
But you did, if you really think about it.
Yeah,
this
really
sucks. No wonder she's dead. You know what? So...
But you've gone out of your way. I will taste it.
Adrian's
doing two great things. One, he's not touching the fruitcake, and his hand is just shaking at a minimum pace.
That's our intern, Adam. Say hi to our intern, Adrian.
I met Adrian out front.
Oh, you must have been thrilled.
We can give one of the guests, if you don't mind, Adrian. You don't have to serve them all and then give them all. Yeah,
that's right. Okay. I'm just gonna have. I'm gonna be like Maya Lansky and the guy. Small a piece.
Enjoy your cake.
Enjoy. There wasn't a statue or a sign, and I said nothing because I knew it was business.
Oh, we could do that all day.
Would you like some Ready Whip, Adam?
No, I'm going to pass on the Ready Whip, and you guys will thank me.
I'd give a $1 million to take a piss without it hurting.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going in to take a nap.
All right, Mike has taken his first.
If I come out and there's a bag on the table, I'll know I'll have a partner.
By the way, are we coming down and visiting me in South Florida? I live in that house right now.
Mm-hmm. Everybody dig in. Mike, you had your first taste. What is your call?
Mm.
It is as moist as last year.
Nice. Hold That's on. A good call. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like, I think the ingredients might be a little better this year.
Well, thank you, nuts.com.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Because the nuts all came from nuts.com. Also, I put in something a little special. I put in dried cherries this year. Actual dried cherries.
That's good. That's really? That. More usually fruitcakes are like
dry, right? Yeah,
like sheetrock. But that's good.
Absolutely incredible.
Phenomenal batch this year.
Thank you.
Well done.
Wow.
Yes.
Very good.
I'm not a big fan of fruitcake. But
me
they
neither.
All, yeah, yeah. They're,
I'm just being polite. I don't eat this crap.
Nice guy.
Thank you.
I
someone. Thank, on
someone
my
remember
team.
The comment. Somebody remember the comment. I'm sorry. Mm. I forget what I'm supposed to be doing when I taste this.
Well, Mike, I will say this about me: there is only one thing I value more than being funny, and that is being fat. And you know, it's all about priorities. Would you like to give away a fruitcake at this time?
Yeah, let's give away a fruitcake.
Okay. Very good.
Right now. Fruitcake.
Adam was making a comment about how this little podcast appears to be run professionally. That's all going to change right now. Let's see if we
we're calling Sean Fahey. Sean right. Fahey of Salisbury, Maryland.
Sean Fahey. He's getting one or two.
Ooh. One. Sean?
Sean, are
hey,
you there?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, is this Sean Fahey?
Yes, it is.
Sean, that sounds like a good Irish name. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Well, guess what, Sean? We've got a very big surprise for you.
Get out. They're in the house.
I'm one caller away from a cheesecake, from a fruitcake.
Okay.
A fruitcake.
You
a fruit
jerk.
Cake. You have at, Rob, you have to stop eating now and focus on the show. You have to put it away. You have to. The eating segment has actually moved past right now.
Be nice. I didn't call you on it. I didn't call you on it.
Do you hear, is there any fruitcake in my mouth right now?
No.
There is no fruitcake
in my
mouth.
Sean, you need to tell us why you deserve a fruitcake because I don't like that cheesecake slip of the tongue.
All right, go ahead. Why do you need
a
fruitcake?
I have never had a fruitcake. I am looking forward to it, and I cannot think of a better way to experience fruitcake for
right,
the first time.
All right, okay, you're
rock.
Fine. All right, don't worry about it. That's
Sean
fine.
Fahey
you're fine.
Gets
yes,
a fruitcake.
Right.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Sean. Enjoy your fruitcake during the 12 days of fruitcake, and thanks for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, okay?
Woo-hoo. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Very so nice. Long, Silver Tongue. Mm,
bye-bye. All right, we're well, you know,
I mean, looking at your right. We're giving him the fruitcake because I don't know if we'll get another caller on. Let's just get out of here. Give him the damn cake. It worked.
Well, here's how we do it. We don't take, this is not like the old radio show where we took lots of phone calls. What
right.
we do now is we, you know, it's a process to get these outgoing calls. So
mm-hmm.
we hold our listeners to a high standard. If they want to send in an entry for the fruitcake, they have to be home when we call them.
Perfect.
Otherwise, or they have to leave it on their answering machine. And that's how we streamline that
Perfect.
Process. So we had some problems before. All right, we're here with Adam Ferrar. Are we done with the fruitcake now?
We're all done. And you give it a thumbs up?
I give it. It's absolutely delicious.
Fantastic.
Absolutely,
that is sweet.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. I don't eat sweets because but that is. I have type 2 diabetes now. That is just. That's sweet.
That's
and
very
I bet
good.
You didn't get any of that at Fox 5.
No, you don't get that at Fox 5.
Adam, I watched.
I got a mensch on a bench at Fox 5.
I love that when you talk about your dad and your stand up.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's awesome. And I love to see the relationship that you talk about. However, I happened on your YouTube channel last night. Actual film or tape of your dad complaining about the first time you got bumped on Letterman.
Oh, you saw that?
It was fantastic.
Wasn't that great?
And he doesn't mince words.
No.
He was pissed
he was
at David Letterman.
I came all the way into the city. It's cold. I got to sit in the friggin' cold? For
yeah, he was really pissed about how cold Letterman kept the theater.
He goes, my son? What is it? I forget because I remember when he shot it.
He says, what about my son? I'm sitting here freezing.
Yeah, I'm sitting here freezing. I never thought he was funny.
Man,
when he bumped my son, he really... Lauren Bacall? I didn't like her in black and white. I certainly don't like her in color.
So you get it from your dad. You get a lot of that from your dad.
It just comes out of his... My father didn't know how funny he was. It would come right out of his mouth. So I'm making my confirmation, and my father was in construction.
Right.
I know. An Italian in construction in New York?
What?
Go on. This is unprecedented. So we're sitting in the church. I got my little suit on. I'm ready to go up and make my confirmation. My father, I hear the truck because we had a busted muffler. He comes running in, putting his suit on, and he's sitting in the corner, and he's got his tape measure still on his belt, on his dress pants because he came from work. And he's sitting there, and my mother gives him the stare of death. I can't believe you're late. Yeah, honey, Jesus would understand. He's a carpenter. Come on, let's go. I'm on the job.
Did you have the bishop show up for your confirmation? Were the higher ranking officials?
It wasn't
come
the
in
regular priest. They brought in some reliever. You know, some they
yeah.
brought in some
yep.
guy from the bullpen that was supposed to.
Yep.
Ooh, he's here. Who is
yeah.
he? We don't know who he is.
The confirmations they would bring in the
yeah.
different people and they wear the different uniforms. You know,
I had no idea who he was.
Cool.
I'm like, oh, I guess we're going with a pitching wave.
wedge. They bought a new club out of the bag.
mine had a guy, Jimmy McDonald, and I, because it was M and then O, and Jimmy McDonald, and we had our sponsors. And all I know is my dad sponsored somebody else, and I don't know. They have this sponsor thing with confirmation. And the bishop came, and they had, in my tiny little town of Glastonbury, Connecticut, they brought in the little bishop, and there was a cereal out called King Vitaman.
Yes.
And Jimmy McDonald, when the bishop walked down, Jimmy McDonald leans into my ear and says, "King Vitaman, have breakfast with the king." And I start laughing, and I get the right on the back of the head.
Smack on the head.
I do that.
I finish making my confirmation, right? My father leans over, right? We're kissing, hugging, the whole thing. He's outside. He says, "Listen, I got to get back to work. I got to get a truck. Listen, you've been baptized. You made your first communion. You made your confirmation. All your paperwork is done. If you want to go to church on Sunday, you can go with your mother. I won't be there because God is everywhere. So come Sunday, God and I are going to be watching football. Go in peace. I'm going back to work."
Nice.
Ho, ho, ho. Adam, we have one more quick segment to do. Can you hang out for the news?
I'm here. Yeah, sure.
Love it.
Awesome. We're here with Adam Ferrara. We'll take a quick break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we have Anita Ford.
Well, that's promotable.
Well, she's Rob Ford's mother.
Oh, even better.
That's the hook there. Also, my college roommate, Rob Gerritsen, he is a wine expert, and he's going to test us on our wine knowledge.
Why did you almost forget his name?
I've been drinking already. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the holiday season, so it's time to eat, drink, and be merry, and we're here to help you with the eating part. We were just talking about Rob's fruitcake and
how
he's got the fabulous stuff from Nuts.com. Really, really delightful new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. They're simple. They're convenient. It's a great way to have delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered straight to your door. They have tasty treats from all over the world, and right now, new customers can get the Nuts.com holiday tin free with their purchase. That, my friends, is a $20 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Just go to Nuts.com, click on the mic, and enter TMOS, but don't wait. This offer ends soon. The sampler includes mini yogurt pretzels. I always feel like Brian Butterfield when I'm doing this.
Well, that's good.
Mini yogurt pretzels, cinnamon toast, cobble, half-pop popcorn, sugar bite cookies, or sugar cookie bites, and chocolate-covered cranberries. The offer's good while supplies last, act now. Nuts.com, big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Remember, new customers get the Nuts.com holiday sampler tin free with their purchase of $20 value. All the details are at Nuts.com. Click on the mic and use the code TMOS for this limited time deal. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect combination, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Boo! I got everything lying around here. Fruitcake and all this.
Today's top story is one black walnut and a cherry.
We are here with Adam Ferrara, who will be at the DC Improv tonight at 8 p.m. Two shows on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at dcimprov.com, and you can find out all about Adam's schedule at adamferrara.com. Adam, am I leaving anything out? Is there anything else
perfect.
You want to get? Good. All right.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
Beautiful. What is that?
Researchers. This will be interesting. Researchers in Australia just finished a 6-year study that involved more than 230,000 people over the age of 45, and they found there are 6 main things that put you at risk for an early death.
Oh.
I will say there, during this little group of 4 now, there are probably 2 people this might not apply to, and 2 people that,
okay.
that probably
really?
Have to be aware of.
Interesting.
This.
Is one of them the fruitcake?
number one, this is pretty obvious. Smoking.
Good. Sure.
Smoking,
yes.
Yeah, you know, I no longer smoke regularly. Good. I will. I do if I will head out, because my wife said she's jealous, because if I go out and maybe it's really super festive and I see somebody that's enjoying a choke outside, I might bum one just to for the experience.
Just to remember.
But it's been weeks since you've staggered around Wisconsin Avenue looking for one.
Yeah, but I mean, I can go back the next day and then I won't have a cigarette for 6 months.
That's true.
But I don't
that's
know.
Very true.
Okay. It says here people who smoke 94% higher mortality rate.
So that sounds about right.
That's the biggie. Number 2 is not getting enough exercise.
Oh, wonder.
72% greater chance for an early death.
Define enough.
Yeah, it's never enough.
Really, as a sidebar on this, when you were doing the Rescue Me show, which I loved you on, mm-hmm. on that show, with the level of fitness that's required in that line of work, did that, you guys were actually playing the roles of these firefighters.
Mike,
you have it?
It's TV, yes. Mike. Okay. I don't know if you know that. It's TV.
Okay.
The fire is real. And I was the chief, so I never even went in. I just pointed. You, get in there. It looks hot. Be careful. How much cardio have you done today?
That's
what are you? What do I got to do to get you in a Zumba class and save your life?
Question answered. Sitting for more than 7 hours a day. I paid attention to this one.
Yeah, that's tough.
7 hours a day. You're 33% more likely to die early if you sit for more than 7 hours a day. Have you? You know, I try to block it out. I sit for about 2 hours during this program.
Sure.
And then I will probably watch an hour and a half, maybe. Little tube. But I sit at dinner. I think I'm okay. I really do think I'm okay.
Right. Good.
But
mix it up. Eat standing up.
Yeah.
Or do a show standing up. That's, a lot of studios are stand-up
now.
Shows.
They have desks where you stand up.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My old partner used to stand. Don stood, right?
Yeah,
for most
absolutely.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Standing up with a desk, I got a feeling I'm going to die.
Sleeping more than 9 hours a night. I don't know anybody that can do that.
Oh, I don't know. That's bad for you?
That is bad. It increases your chance of dying by 31%. People who slept less than 7 hours only increase their chance of dying by 9%. So the sweet spot would be like 7 or 8 hours.
I seldom do this, but may I have a moment away from the show to call to check on Carrie? My wife sleeps a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, napper.
I like sleeping, but I don't get it all in a row. Like,
I'll get an hour
on a plane. I'll
sure.
Get,
oh, yeah. Poor diet. Poor diet is obvious. It goes up to 21% if you eat like crap and drink too much. And here it is, number 6, drinking too much. It increases your chances of dying by 8%, but if you drink a lot and smoke, you increase your chance by 180%.
Well, Mike, the good news is you and I look like we're in good shape.
If you are listening to this podcast right now and you've done all 6, you're already dead. So I'm very, very sorry. That's the way that goes. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook has released its list of the most talked about athletes. And it was really, really interesting.
Go ahead.
Moving right on. Okay.
LeBron.
I don't know. It's Steph in Curry. The trash.
At number 3, Sam Huff. It really surprised me.
Sometimes, you know, in the early in the morning, it sounds good to put them together. Then you get on the show and you put them together. No,
next.
It's not gonna work.
You know.
Carrot Top went from being a scrawny, nerdy prop comedian.
Boo.
Have you ever had the pleasure?
I have met him. Yes.
Nice. Supposedly a very, very nice
very
guy.
Very nice
correct?
Guy when I met him. Yeah, always nice to meet him.
He went from being a prop comedian to kind of a bodybuilder. And a lot of online buzz about this was that during the evolution, his face changed. And it looked like he had some work done.
Right.
He insists that is not the case. When asked for the most ridiculous thing he's ever read about himself, he said, quote, "I would say all the plastic surgery stuff. It all started when I did a Comedy Central roast, and they decided it would be great to pick on Carrot Top. I have mellowed out now, but for a while, I had gotten really big. I didn't do steroids or anything. I just worked out a lot, and I never had plastic surgery. I can see why people would think that, but I mean, if I was going to have plastic surgery, I would look better than this."
Valid.
My crew, my family and friends, this is best the argument here. They all know I work so hard, I wouldn't have had time to get the work done if I wanted to. Kind of makes sense with that Las Vegas schedule that he had.
Does he have a residency? I think he does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
still?
I think he's one of the early guys that had a residency.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
So he says no, he doesn't have that, so that's that. When your brother's wife has a hot sibling, do you pursue that, or is it just a recipe for future family awkwardness? Not surprisingly, Prince Harry isn't thinking about the future.
Oh, dear.
He's going for it. OK Magazine says he's enjoying a very good time with William's sister-in-law, Pippa Middleton.
Oh, that ass.
We've seen
that
her.
Ass, yeah.
Source says there's always been sexual tension between the two, and Pippa's sister, Kate, even caught them making out in the bathroom on her wedding day.
Oh, I love British tabloids.
Yeah,
but that's a wedding.
Fun.
You know how many cousins Mike... you know, at the wedding...
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to the wedding where they had the big bag where they all put the money
It's like, okay. Get out of the coat room, you dope.
Well, apparently they had a date. He lit candles, put on some music, and made some pasta carbonara that he'd prepared himself. I'd like that right after the fruitcake, believe it or not. You got that that
because nothing gets a girl in a mood like heavy cheese and pasta.
And the garlic.
Well, the bacon is what makes her horny.
That's great. Let's just get beans on date night. There's a good idea.
Sometimes it's hard to convey the right tone when you're texting. It's why we've all become slaves to emojis, but there's a tiny detail that can supposedly make a huge difference. A new study out of Binghamton University in New York found that when you end your texts, I thought this was fascinating, with a period, people think you're less sincere. I know I'm guilty of this. I probably end a lot
of texts with the punctuation.
Yeah, that's what happens. Sometimes when you hit two spaces, a period appears
and
you're good to go.
Maybe it's because it looks too formal.
I think
it's
that's exactly
casual,
what it is.
It's not a casual communication.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you write, if you were answering someone and wrote sure or glad you had fun and didn't use a period, the person will assume you actually mean it. But let's say you write sure, period, or glad you had fun, period, and you do put a period at the end, somehow that comes off like you're being insincere, which is kind of a weird test. The one thing in this story.
And you know what? It also it's like you're shutting down the conversation. Glad you had a good time.
This is over.
We're done.
Guess what adds credibility to it?
The emojis?
No, not an emoji. If you end something with an exclamation point, apparently people buy into that.
Really?
Weird.
Isn't that interesting?
I hate you.
exclamation.
I mean it.
Oh, thank God. I thought he was upset.
And now I read
everything with sarcasm. That's just where I'm from. Like, I had a great time. Yeah, I bet you did.
This is our last one today. A FedEx driver parked for a delivery on Saturday in Coachella, California. When he got out, a 19-year-old Albert Luna walked up and demanded his keys. Did we mention that Albert was totally naked?
You did not mention that. It didn't come up in conversation.
The driver gave him the keys, and Albert hopped in the truck. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't figure out how to drive the thing, so he gave up and took off running. The cops quickly tracked him down, arrested him for felony carjacking. They're not sure why he was naked. They're thinking he might have been on drugs.
Well, actually, it's actually attempted carjacking because he didn't really do it.
Maybe he'll get off easy with that
You can
one.
Find Albert at nuts.com.
Thanks for the plug. I appreciate that. I'll give you another one for the... Now, the only evidence they could find inside the truck was Albert left a Chipotle burrito on the seat. Thank you.
How much you want to bet he's going to blame it on the E. coli? Look, I was fine before I went into Chipotle.
Let's come back. Can we, Rob, I don't want to, I know you do. Can we come back just to wrap the show up with a little discussion
100%.
About the Chipotle thing?
Because
it's top of mind. Everybody's talking about it. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hey, little Michael.
Hi.
For the audience, what's your name?
Mike O'Meara.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Presents and pumpkin pie.
And who do you want to bring you presents?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just want to point out that if Santa buys you gifts, then TMOS doesn't get credit. So maybe people should use...
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus. No. Amazon. No. Santa Claus.
Perfect. Santa Claus should use the Amazon link on the Mike O'Meara Show website.
Yeah. Mayor Merso. Amazon.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah, Adam, I'm 56. I have a little 2-year-old.
You look good. First How's
time.
Your hip?
That's the hip is bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Edit time. You're not. Right. My hip is disaster. My right hip. I have been pre-approved to have a hip replacement.
I'm born with my hip is a little wonky because I was born that way.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do you have orthotics?
I have in the past, but not
go
recently.
Go see a foot doctor.
Really?
It balances your weight and takes less stress off you. Trust
me.
Go see a foot doctor. That's spend the money. They're going to say, well, it's going to cost you. Take somebody O'Meara fortune. Spend the money on your feet.
Welcome back to the show brought to you by FrameBridge. If you have a million photos lying around your house, in your phone, on your computer, no problem thanks to FrameBridge.com. They can frame anything. Get those memories off your phone and on your wall. Just go to FrameBridge.com, choose your frame, upload your art, preview it, and buy it. I used FrameBridge. I've got a great picture of my son up on the wall. If you can't upload it, just mail it to FrameBridge. Absolutely free. They're fantastic. Prices start at $39 or up to 70% less than traditional framing stores. FrameBridge has every framing option from classic to eclectic. They have it all. They have pro designers to help you out as well. This makes a great holiday gift. Don't tell anyone because she doesn't listen regularly. She has started to, though.
Who?
I'm doing this for my mother-in-law. I'm going to FrameBridge.com.
Nice.
Especially with this offer, 15% off the order and free shipping when you use the code. Well, there it is again, TMOS. This amazing deal, only available this week. So go to FrameBridge.com, select a frame from their curated collection, upload your art or mail it in for free, preview your art in its custom frame. Then all you have to do is enter our code TMOS at checkout and get 15% off and free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Go to FrameBridge.com, use the TMOS code, and save. We are here with Adam Ferrara, and I have to tell you this. You're the kind of guy, Adam, I do believe, based on your resume, if this was the 60s, I would think you'd be doing the, you'd be making the movie by day and doing the Sands Hotel at night and do it. You're kind of I don't want to say you're not a song and dance man, but you are kind of a multi-threat.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Performer. There you go. There it is. Yes. Renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I'm building a flying machine in the basement. The Medicis want to leave this earth.
Adam is going to be at the DC Improv this weekend. Go out and see him, and it's tough. I always ask this, but by the time Sunday at 8 p.m. rolls around, you got it ready to go. You're all set. Do you get the drunken crowd ever on the Sunday night show?
On the
I would think that
usually
yes.
The Sunday's usually the late show Friday.
Late show Friday,
they're
the drunkest.
They're a little rowdy. Because, right. They got out of work. They hit happy hour. We didn't get enough tickets. They sold, first show sold out. We'll go to this one. And then and then you hear, Needles!
Is there anything you like about the drunk crowd? Because I know it's got to be very different.
They're all, that's the nice thing about working with a live audience. Like, okay, I can take them here. I can take them there.
Right.
I can do this. All right, that's not going to work. So let's go this way. The worst part about the drunk crowd is the really drunk people that just don't get it after you acknowledge them and play with them a little bit.
Right.
And they
right.
just keep going. And then after the show, they go, I helped you, didn't I? I'm like, yeah, thank God you showed up. I've been doing this 25 years, and it sucked up until now. Because Rob from accounting tied one on and needed attention.
I'd hate that. That's why I'd hate to do it. I swear to God, I wouldn't have the personality to handle it.
Yeah.
I would just go, F you. I mean, it would move on. Today on the Today Show, did you guys happen to see the CEO of Chipotle?
He looked good.
Oh, my God.
At first, I thought he was one of the guys who ate one of those Boston burritos
right.
because he looked ill and nervous and unhappy.
I think for an empire, for a fast food empire, this is the one thing that you probably can't. You can't overcome. I think they're going to punch their way out of it. And he said
too.
A lot of stuff that we're going to raise the bar and we're going to be the safest place to eat and all that. But as far as just that gut level feeling you have when you're a customer of, I'm going into the store that sells the burritos. That's got to be a little bit difficult.
And it's affected them across the board. For example, I just walked through the Chipotle up the street just to get to the car.
Sure.
And
you smelled.
No, it was dead. It was dead.
Take it easy.
Usually, there's a line out the door. It was dead. There's two customers in line at lunchtime.
It's gross. You think in terms of growth. Now listen, nobody boycotts cruise ships when it seems like every 8 months they have a rotavirus goes through there. I mean, I don't know.
If you're going to get your company back, I mean, this guy, he's probably, like you said on the Today Show, hey, at least we're not Volkswagen.
It's true.
We didn't lie. This just happened to us. They knew. We had no idea you were going to get the runs from the burrito.
But you're looking
at it. They knew that the cars were wrong.
You're essentially looking at two stores of hundreds of stores, very far apart. One is in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
One was in Boston, right? Two different diseases, but two incidents. That's unfortunate. But The thing is
they haven't got a hold of the problem, though. It's been about a month of here and there, here and there.
It's E. coli and
norovirus.
Rotavirus and norovirus, right?
Yeah.
What's norovirus?
Norovirus is like what they get on the cruise ship, right?
That's what they get on the cruise ship.
Oh, I thought it was Norway. Okay. Yeah. So you got cruise ship virus.
And norovirus. Norovirus.
And you got water park virus.
Look, I just...
But what caused it? Someone take a dump in the guacamole? I mean, what causes it?
This is not the best guacamole I've ever
had. Yeah. You know, the guacamole always turns brown, but not usually this fast.
There's no corn in guacamole.
Oh, the thing about it is and this is the thing that I guess he was saying this to reassure, but it actually freaked me out even more, that they have done multiple, like thousands, he said thousands mm-hmm. of tests,
yeah.
and they have not found any evidence of this virus there. So that tells me, well, that's great, but where did it come from?
They don't know. Yeah. And yeah, you know what they should do for Chipotle? If you own it, just play the Jack in the Box music. I'll have the guacamole. Bang!
It's the guacamole. Yes, yeah. We've gotten rid of all of that, but I used to eat there a lot. I'll probably go back.
It was nice. Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of salt, but still, all right, I'll roll the bones
on. Oh, that's right. They're off the charts with the salt now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that recently.
Well, that salt should have killed the virus, shouldn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah. Unless it was.
Well, I mean, that's if we're preparing food like back in the wagon trail days. That's right. Salt it. That'll make it all the way out to Donner Pass. If we salt that, it'll be fantastic. That'll be great.
We'll find a slug within miles of this wagon train.
They've all disappeared.
That's right. Pour it on the bear meat. Absolutely. Go for that. Yes.
It's even harder because their focus of farm to table to use local distributors you don't just have one location that's getting them all their ingredients, so they're trying to narrow that down.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we are at the end of the program,
all right,
and I'm sorry we've run out of time.
I gotta go.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. There's a little bit of a skip.
It was a long question. There was math involved. I don't know.
Give him a plug.
Sorry about that. Let me plug you. It's going to be Adam Ferrara, ladies and gentlemen, at the DC Improv. Where after? You'll be going back up to New York after this?
After this, we go shoot another episode of Top Gear, and then I come back to New York for Christmas.
Oh, cool. Oh,
very good. And what do you want for Christmas, Adam? One last question.
What do I want for Christmas? I want a mortgage payment, Santa.
He's at the DC Improv tonight. Two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday. Tonight, by the way, for those of you that don't listen to the show immediately, it's Thursday. Thank you.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at dcimprov.com and go to adamferrara.com. Adam, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by.
Always good to see you guys.
We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is a service of Spill Zone 2.0. This new version of Spill Zone features 100 new levels, a new puzzle delivered to you every day, and the ability to purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stacks. You'll never get stuck again. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Download Spill Zone today, and please be sure to update your review.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.